What the fuck is up? It's Cody, the host of this podcast, of course, Cody Co. And welcome to episode 13. 13. We've been doing this for 13 weeks. That's, you know, some like 3 months, just over 3 months, something like that. 13 is not the luckiest number, unfortunately, right? There's a weird stigma behind the number 13, Friday the 13th and all that stuff. It's kind of spooky, right? It's got a little bit of a spooky vibe to it, which I love. I love. I'm a big fan of a little spookiness. But like, for example, Halloween, love it. Love it. Very spooky holiday. Love it. But it's like, why? It's like 13 is one of those numbers where like you'll get in an elevator and it just like won't have 13. You know what I mean? Why is that a thing? That always weirds me the fuck out that that's a thing here in America. It's like you get in a gigantic building, like a skyscraper, and you get in the elevator, and it just won't have a 13. Like, how the fuck are you that superstitious? Whoever is labeling the elevator, I guess, or like building that building, like whoever was contracted to do the whole thing, like you're building a 50-story skyscraper, and you're superstitious enough to be like, we're just gonna like leave out one floor. I'm just gonna leave it out. Right? You're building a fucking skyscraper. Like, you have like the mental know-how and the resources to build a goddamn skyscraper, and yet you're gonna be like, yeah, you know, I don't, 13 doesn't exist to me. Nope, not in this building. Sans 13, okay? It's an unlucky number. And so we're just going to skip the fucking floor. Well, then at that point, it's not 50 stories, okay? It's 49. Don't try to fucking lie to me about that shit. It's 49 stories. It's ridiculous. But it's like, if you're that superstitious about the number 13, that you're just going to like not label it in the elevator and just like skip, just pretend that the 13th floor doesn't exist. All right, not a thing. 13th floor, not a thing. You don't think luck as like an entity, right? You obviously don't include it because it's bad luck, right? But you don't think luck is going to notice that you skipped 13 and like punish you harder, right? Don't you think that'd be a thing? Luck's going to come on and be like, wait a minute, you fucking skipped 13. All right, that's my number. Bad luck, I guess, would come around and be like, that's my number. I'm number 13. You fucking skipped it. And then, now your elevator is just going to disconnect because you fucking skipped my number. And I'm pissed about that, right? Whereas any other building that has the number 13, bad luck's going to come along and be like, this is a great building. Love it. Love that you don't lie about how many fucking stories this building is. It's 50. And I know that because you included my number I don't know what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? Was I just talking on behalf of bad luck as like a person? Man, super weird. Anyways, guys, it's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's really not that beautiful. It's fucking foggy as usual. What's with and it rained this morning a little bit. What's with that? So much rain recently. Probably good for the whole, you know, ecosystem, the whole environment, but just not digging it personally, you know, not really feeling it. A lot, it just like lowers the energy of the whole neighborhood. So I want to start this podcast. The last one, as you know, I was talking a little bit about how I don't like how I start the podcast because it's always very awkward. I don't really remember how I started this one, even though it was 4 minutes ago. I don't remember how I started it. I'm hoping it wasn't that awkward, but I'm sure you guys are just nodding your head being like, yep, it was super awkward. And so I don't like how I start the podcast generally. So I was like, I want a jingle. And so somebody made me a jingle. And in the last episode, I played it and we talked about it a little bit. It was hilariously bad. But also fucking good at the same time. So I got two more since then. In the week that's passed, two more people have made me jingles. and have sent that to and have sent them to me, and so I want to play them. And I think if you want to make me a jingle, I will play it in the next. I mean, I guess I'll just like start every episode by playing the new jingles that I've received. I think that'd be kind of fun, right? That'd be a fun little thing we could do together. More just me doing it, but you know, you as well, if you choose to make me one. It'd be great. So here is the first one. I haven't listened to this yet, so it's kind of risky, I guess, playing something that I've never listened to on my own podcast. What if it's just like a recording of this guy saying super racist shit? You know? And I'm like, oh God, and I click stop. Well, I guess in that case, I could just edit it out. So it wouldn't be the end of the world, right? So I guess it's not too big of a risk. I'm going to go ahead and press play right now. Press play right now. That's a little bit of a tongue twister. Anyways, let's listen to this.
What's up?
It's your boy.
I'm Cody. Here, and I'm just chilling. Today I am chilling in my room, chilling for the first time. Chilling in my car. Actually fucking chilling.
Oh, good.
I just record myself talking about chilling. Fucking chilling. I'm Cody, your host, and this is my podcast.
Oh my God, that was dope as hell. That was so sick. It's got about like 10 seconds left. I just paused it, but that was fucking sick. Oh my God, I'm like so, I wish you guys could have seen me. I was just like fucking vibing out to that, bobbing my damn head alone in my living room like an idiot. That jingle was made by a guy named Canadian Jesus on SoundCloud. Canadian Jesus, so go look him up. Give his tunes a listen. I'm sure he's got some more shit, good shit on there. Wow, that was really dope. That was really, I can't fucking speak this morning. What is wrong with me? It was really, really cool. Really cool intro. Thank you for that, Canadian Jesus. Okay, you got a second one here. Let's play this one as well. Whoa, also like that one a lot. Really like that one. A little bit shorter. Just a nice short little intro there. That was cool. I'm not sure how I feel about like the shrill in the beginning. The horrifying scream that happens at the beginning there. What was that? Is that like is a sample from a horror movie or something? I don't know if that would be the best way to start the podcast is with some awful scream. Right? Not the best energy. Well, I don't know. Maybe. I don't want to scare people into listening. Right? Play the podcast and it's just like, ah, and you're like, fuck, ah. And so then you have to listen to what else I'm going to say. So maybe it's strategic. In which case, thank you. That one was created by a guy named Lowry, Lowry. He's an EDM artist from Norway. He's actually got some dope remixes on his SoundCloud page. I checked them out earlier. He's cool. That Lowry. Lowry? How do you... Like L-O-W-R-Y. Lowry. Lowry. People have been DMing me these jingles. And whenever I get them, I like get them on my phone. You know, and I'm out and about. And I'm just like, I'm a lazy piece of garbage. So I usually be like, I'll remember this for later. Like when I, you know, I don't screenshot them or I don't like save them or anything. So the morning of the podcast, I got to go back and fucking sift through all my DMs and try to figure out where the jingles were. And while I was doing that this morning, I found this DM from someone. I didn't screenshot your name. Sorry, but this is a funny DM. She goes, sometimes when I'm home alone, I fill my bathtub with marinara sauce, get undressed and pretend I'm a meatball. I got a same. That's all I got to say to that. Same. Fucking mood, right? Pizza is hell. That's fucking bae. That tweet or that DM. Bae is fam. Keep meatballing it up, fam. Great DM. I got to tell you guys a story, okay? Now, this is a story that happened to me this weekend. Probably one of the worst Fridays I've had in a long time. This past Friday. And I'll tell you why, okay? This is a story about... Now, it's a story about a friend who came and visited me from home. Or not visited me, but she was in town. And so, Bridget, if you're listening to this, I love you. Love you to death. Not going to say the greatest things about... I'm just like not going to paint you in the best light while I'm telling this story. You know, next time we see each other, you can roast me back or whatever. But this is how the story goes down. So she texted me like a few months ago and was basically like, "Hey, I'm going to be in LA for work these weekends. Can I see you?" And I was like, "Sure, yeah, sure." But I didn't put it on my calendar because I don't plan shit 4 months in advance. Like, who does that? I mean, again, Bridget, if you're listening, no offense. I just maybe people do that. Maybe I just don't do that, right? I'm not really a true adult yet, so I just don't. You know, like I feel like a month is good for planning shit. If I put my shit on my calendar a month in advance, it's like this is a serious thing. It's like me leaving to Europe or something. I put that shit, you know? But like over a month, it's kind of like you don't really know what you can commit to and stuff, especially in the entertainment industry. Someone's like, "Yeah, you all of a sudden you like got a role and you have to like film this, you know, this month, and so you have to like cancel all the shit you planned previously." I'm just like not that much of a planner. I don't know, maybe it's just me. So I was like, "Sure, yeah, definitely we can see each other for sure, 100%." But then just like didn't put it on my calendar because I'm an idiot. And so all of a sudden, I thought what was on my calendar then was the final shoot for Go Rodeo, which is my show on Full Screen. And that shoot got moved a week prior. And so as soon as I found out it got moved, I booked a flight to Chicago because I wanted to go to Chicago for the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Booked that flight and remembered about 2 weeks before the flight that she was coming that weekend. And so I was like, I text her and I'm like, "Hey, listen, I'm really sorry." And I had like told her she could stay at my apartment and stuff like that. So I was like, "Listen, I'm really sorry. I totally forgot and I booked a flight to Chicago and it's like non-refundable and you can still stay at my place and I'll be back on Sunday and we can do dinner on Sunday and all this stuff." And she's like, "Yeah, I mean, it's upsetting, but sure, definitely I'll still stay at your place and all this stuff." And so I felt bad. So I'm a dick, right? I'm a dick. So far, went to Chicago. She stayed at my place. Everything was fine. And then she was working in LA during the week. And she texted me. She's like, "Do you want to get dinner on Friday?" And I was like, "I can't get dinner because I'm..." Or no, she asked me if I wanted to go out on Friday. And I was like, "Yep, sure, definitely. We can definitely go out on Friday. Friday's St. Paddy's Day. I had a long week. I was like, let's definitely go out on Friday." This was probably like, I think this was Wednesday that she had asked me. I was like, "Yeah, for sure." So then she texts me and she goes, "Hey, my friend said Huntington Beach is really fun for St. Paddy's Day. Do you want to go there?" And I was like, "Oh my God." Now, if you don't know this, Huntington Beach is like an hour away from here, which is, or even more sometimes during traffic, it can be a little bit more than an hour, which is a long fucking drive, right? That's an entire other, that's a fucking road trip in itself, you know? Now, sometimes I actually, that's the time it takes for me to drive to Hollywood or whatever. But like, I don't really leave this neighborhood that much. And when I do, it's a big fucking deal. And I don't drive an hour just to go out in another town. But I felt so bad about what had happened the previous weekend that I was like, "Yes, 100%. Let's go out in Huntington Beach. If you want to do that and your friend wants to do that, then let's do it. And I'll do that." And then I found out that I was shooting something with Jimmy Tatro. If you guys watch him on YouTube, he's hilarious. And he asked me to be in one of his videos. So I was like, "Yeah, for sure." He's like, "Okay, we're shooting Friday and Saturday." So Friday I told him, I'm like, "Listen, dude, I got to meet someone. So I got like a, you know, 7 p.m. I got to be out of there." And he's like, "That's fine." So I was planning on driving and we were shooting in Sherman Oaks, which is in the valley. So then I was like, "Okay, I'm going to drive from Sherman Oaks down to Huntington Beach, an hour and a half drive to see this girl because I fucked her over the previous weekend and we're going to do this. We're going to do it. We're going to be a good person. We're going to do this. Okay. So Friday night rolls around. We're shooting. Tons of shit going on. I'm like really tired. Like I said, it had been a busy week. Finally, we wrap and I get in my car. I Google map it. It's like an hour and 45 minutes down on Huntington Beach from Sherman Oaks. So I was like, fuck it. Just man up. Do it. So I got in my car. I turned on the new Drake album, I guess, because that's the day it came out. No, it came out on Saturday. What did I listen to? I don't know. Probably my own podcast, honestly. I tend to do that. Just listen to I actually legit do that. Sometimes I'm at the gym, I put on my own podcast and enjoy it too. I thoroughly enjoy it. God, I'm so vain, right? That's crazy. But anyways, so probably threw on my own podcast, cruise an hour and 45 minutes down to Huntington Beach. Okay, so by the time I got there is about 10 p.m. Friday night, St. Patty's Day. I parked my car. I was going to stay sober because I was like, I need to drive back to Venice and we were shooting all day on Saturday. So I'm like, I'm not going to drink or anything. Go out or park my car, go out to the streets of Huntington Beach. There's people, just fucking blacked out people everywhere. Like St. Patty's Day is a special day for drinking, right? It's like totally socially acceptable to be just beyond fucking wasted in public on St. Patty's Day because everyone is. If you're not beyond wasted, you're a weirdo, which is exactly what I was. I was walking through the streets and I could tell people were looking at me like, what the fuck is that dude doing just totally sober walking through the streets right now? Right? And they were all kind of like bullying me with their eyes a little bit. Everyone was on the same page. We're all looking at each other, looking at me, being like, this dude, definitely not sober. He's not sweaty enough. You know? He hasn't sweat through his green pastel shirt like I have. He's not even wearing one, which is weird in itself. Okay? Every other guy here is wearing a green pastel shirt for some reason. And we're all sweating profusely because we've been crammed in this fucking bar like sardines, screaming at the top of our lungs for no reason. Why isn't this dude doing that sort of shit? He's a weirdo. Right? So this is how I felt walking through the streets of Huntington, just being judged by all these people that were like just too drunk to realize they were judging me. And I get to this bar. I texted her like about 10 minutes before I arrived in Huntington. I said, hey, 10 minutes away, what bar are you at? And she goes, we're at Killarney's. And so I Google mapped that. It's great. Like right on the main street. It looked like it was right next to this bar called Sharky's, which I actually have been to before. It's like, you know, some kick-ass shitty bar. It's like a chain. If you're from California, you probably know what Sharky's is. Super rowdy, drunk bar. So these two bars are next to each other, and they're both like kind of the same, super rowdy and sweaty and whatever. So I go to Killarney's, and I get in the back of the line. There's a line. And I get in the back of the line, and I wait by myself, sober, by myself, wait in line for this bar for about 10 minutes, which isn't like that long in terms of bar lines, you know? Some people just wait the entire night in the line and just never get in. So 10 minutes, whatever. I was moving, waited in line, get to the front. The bouncer's like, there's cover, $10 cover. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Okay, fine, whatever. I'll pay the fucking cover. You know, like I said, I'd been a dick to this girl, so I want to see her. Paid the $10. Go inside the bar. It's fucking packed. And it's packed. It's like one of those bars with like a bottleneck like right in the middle. You know, so like the front is kind of spacious. The back is like a dance floor. And then right in the middle is like this like single lane highway of sweaty people trying to like get by each other. You know, sorry, let me just, if I could just, sorry, just bumping into people. You know what I mean? You're grinding people who are standing at the bar, and then there's someone behind you grinding you because everyone's just trying to get through this fucking bottleneck, you know? And you're like, I didn't come here to get fucking grinded on soberly or grind on someone at the same goddamn time, okay? I didn't come here for a fucking grind sandwich, okay? Sober is the worst part in this whole fucking thing, is that I was sober. Any of this shit, I wouldn't have noticed if I was, you know, the level of drunk that everyone else was. But I'm sober. I'm looking around the bar. I'm like, I can't find this girl. What the fuck? She said she was here. I can't find her. Looking around. I can't find her. She's not answering my texts. She's not answering my calls. She just like decides to stop answering me right as I get to the bar. And I didn't text her when I was in line because I was like, she's obviously inside, right? So I can't find her. So finally, I'm like, fuck this. It's too sweaty. It's too drunk. People are looking at me weird because I'm sober and I'm not wearing green and whatever. So I left the bar and I'm just walking up and down the streets of Huntington. I was like, you know what? We're on the beach. I'll go to the pier and just like wait for her to fucking text me back because I'm not, I hate, you know, it's so weird being an individual in situations like that, like just being alone. It's so weird. People are like, why doesn't this dude have friends, or like, why isn't he meeting someone, or like, why is he just standing around by himself? What are you going to do? Meet someone at the bar? No. Okay? You're not. Right? I hate meeting people at the bar. Because it's like, what kind of fucking conversation are you going to have with a person you meet at a bar? Hey, what's up? You, good song, right? You live around here? Yeah, cool. Yeah, no, me, no. I live in, you know, an hour away. Cool, yeah, whatever. Who fucking cares? Okay, we're not going to talk ever again. So, and I mean, like, some guys are better at this. Like, some guys can hit on girls at the bar. You know what I'm saying? And, like, be really good at that. I've just never been good at that. I need a relationship. It needs to be, like, a friend of a friend or someone, like, some sort of connection. And I'm just bad at talking to random girls at the bar, okay? And just people in general, right? Because you can meet dudes at the bar too. You can make friends at the bar. I don't know. Fuck it. Not me. Not down. Not down for that at all. So I left the bar, just walking the streets of Huntington, waiting for her to text me back. I'm calling her. I'm texting her like, hey, hello. Like, what the fuck? I drove an hour and a half and now I'm just like, I drove an hour and a half so I could walk the streets of Huntington. Turning into a real sweet Friday night so far. Finally, she calls me back. And she's like, hey. And I'm like, hey, what's up? Like, I thought you were in Killarney's and I went in there. I couldn't find you. She goes, we're in here. We are. We're in Killarney's. And I was like, oh, no. She's like, she's very clearly wasted. And so I was like, okay, well, I couldn't find you. I'm just kind of like, you know, roaming the streets of Huntington by myself. So, because I couldn't find you. But if you're there, fuck it, I'll come back. You sure you're there? She goes, yeah, well, Killarney's, yeah, we're there. And yeah, come meet up. I'm like, okay. Hang up the phone. She texts me, come meet up, we're at Killarney's. I was like, you just said that. But yep, coming. So I go back to Killarney's, right? Luckily, I had like a little, you know, they mark your wrist as if to say, this guy's paid cover, he's good. So I go up to the front of the line and the bouncer's like, hold on, we're at capacity. And I was like, but I was just here. Can I just, and he's like, no, we're at capacity. You got to wait. Okay, fine, fuck it. So I'm waiting by the right of the bar, just kind of standing there. First of all, the shit I saw when I was standing there was fucking absurd. Like, you know, at this point it had been fast forward another 20 minutes or something like that since I had seen the bar originally, and people were just at another level of drunk. The shit I saw was absolutely insane. If you ever want to see some crazy shit that drunk people do, just walk down to Huntington sober at like 11 p.m. I literally saw this dude walk out of the bar, out of Killarney's, the one I'm talking about, wearing one of those stupid fucking felt hats that all the guys in L.A. wear. And he's with this girl and they're both so drunk. They can barely like stand. They're like stumbling out of the bar. And the guy turns around to the bouncer, who, keep in mind, is like a 6'8" white dude with like this really intimidating mustache. He turns around to him and he holds out his hand and he goes, thank you, sir, for a very good night. He thanked the bouncer for a good night. Like the bouncer had anything to do with that. Like, what the fuck? And then he like tipped his cap and walked around and put his arm around the girl and walked down the street as if he had just done a great thing. Like, the bouncer I don't think could have rolled his eyes harder. The bouncer's like, I've never even been inside this bar, dude. I have zero connection to this bar besides the fact that they employ me. I had nothing to do with your night right now. If anything, I made it worse by keeping you in line or making it hard for you to get in the bar. Why the fuck are you thanking me for a wonderful night? Who the fuck does that shit? I think you should just interface with bouncers. As a guy, you should interface with bouncers as less as you possibly can. Just don't even, just if they say, hey, dude, we're at capacity, just look to the side. Just accept it. Look to the side. Never even say a word because they're just going to use everything against you, you know? This guy turned around and shook his fucking hand. Thank you, sir, for a good night. Thank you. Thank you for the wonderful time. at the bar. Thank you, sir. Thank you, good bouncer, for letting me in. I just went a little bit like Eastern European there. Anyways, this guy, ridiculous. Stupid shit happens when you're sober and you're watching all of it go down. It's nuts. So I'm standing there waiting to get into the bar for the second time. Okay. Finally, the guy's like, all right, you know, like 10 people leave and he's like, all right, you can go in. So I went in. Again, I'm standing there looking around. Can't see her. I try again to go through that bottleneck. I get about halfway, you know, getting grinded on by both sides. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm not down for this. Okay. So I bring myself to the front of the bar where there's a little bit of room and I find a seat at the bar. And so I pull up and I'm like, fuck it. I'll get one drink while I wait for this girl. So I ordered a vodka soda, which was another $8 probably. And I'm sitting there and again, texting her, she's not answering my texts. I'm just sitting there, call her, not answering my calls. I'm like, what the fuck? Finally, she answers my call. She goes, hey, what's up? What's up? You here? You come in? And I was like, yeah, I've been here. I'm at the front of the bar. I can't come to the back. It's too busy. So why don't you just come to the front? Because I can't seem to find you. And she was like, yeah, no. I'm at the front. And I was like, I can't see you. You sure you're at the front? She goes, yeah, I'm at the front. And I was like, can you check again? Or maybe can you, wait a minute. Bridget, can you go outside and tell me the name of the bar you're at? And she goes, we're at Killarney's. I told you already. And I was like, I know you said that, but I just maybe just double check for me, you know? And she's like, okay, sure. So she walks out and she's like, yeah, so I'm standing on the porch, on the front porch of the bar. And I was like, oh my God, there's no front porch on this bar. She goes, I'm standing on the front porch and, oh my God. Oh, geez. Oh, we're at Sharky's. We're not at Killarney's. And I was like, yeah, super funny. Classic mix up there. She goes, yeah, sorry, we're next door. And I was like, the line for that bar is like an hour long. And she's like, yeah, come meet up. And like hangs up. And I was like, I just drove an hour and a half down to Huntington. Waited in the line for this bar twice. Paid $10 to get into it. Bought an $8 vodka soda that I didn't even end up drinking. Also, I could leave the bar, walk over to Sharky's and say hi to this girl for 2 seconds. I don't even know if she remembers it. So at this point, I'm like, I'm fucking frustrated as hell. I'm on my phone and I'm like sending audio messages to my friend Noel, just like explaining the situation because I'm fuming. I'm just like, why did I fucking come down here and all this shit? I get in my car. And I'm like, well, at least there won't be any traffic anymore. I can make it up back to Venice quickly. I GPS it. 52 minutes. 52 fucking minutes. Back up to Venice. Oh, my God. And I was so tired. And I had drank a little bit of the vodka soda. So I was like, obviously I wasn't drunk. I drank like a quarter of this drink, you know, but I don't think I had eaten. So I think I was feeling it a little bit, which obviously I don't condone drunken driving at all, right? Never do that. But except for in this case, in this case, it's okay to drink a little tiny bit and drive because I needed something, right? 52 minute drive back to Venice. I was like, and with, you know, fuming, there's steam shooting out of my ears the whole drive back up to Venice. I get back to Venice and just fall asleep right away. Wake up at 8 a.m., drive back to Sherman Oaks to shoot this shit, where I proceed to tell people the same story that I just told you. It was a long-ass story. Jesus Christ. Anyways, worst Friday night of my life. And Bridget, if you're listening to this, love ya. She texted me the next day and was like, hey, sorry, like, good to see you though. So she remembers it, which is good. So she obviously wasn't that drunk as I made her out to be. But not really the best time in the world. I got to give Huntington Beach another chance because that actually was like fucking popping. Seriously, like I think if I would have been drunk, it would have been a lot of fun, right? Because people were just like having fun, and I don't know. It's a cool little city. It is. It's like a little surf city, and I don't know. It's fun. Let's see what else happened this week. The Duke game happened. You guys watch that? March Madness? More like March Sadness. Oh, my God. It sucked watching Duke lose that game. Why is Duke so fucking bad in the tournament? You know? It's so shitty. I don't know. For those of you listening that don't know this, I went to Duke. And so, and I'm not a big watcher of basketball during the season, but when March Madness rolls around, I'm like, hell yeah, let's watch this shit. Now I'm super into basketball all of a sudden. And watching Duke lose just sucks, man. It's like, you just get so fucking pumped. It's like such a good fucking thing. Everyone comes over, everyone watches the game together. And, you know, as soon as they lose, that's just like not the case anymore. And it's just like, you just got to watch the other schools play and just hope you're, you know, you cheer for the ones that are that you chose in your bracket. And like, that's basically it. You know, I'm in a bracket right now where I have $20 on the line. And so like, that's what matters to me most right now when I'm watching basketball. It's like, God, I hope these teams win so I win, so I don't lose my $20. The same amount I fucking spent that night in Huntington. You know, we're not going to get back to that. We're moving on. Let's not dwell on that. I went to my haircut. I went to get a haircut this morning. My barber, we're talking about March Madness, and he was like, "How about that Duke game, huh? Love seeing that. Love seeing Duke lose." And I was like, "You didn't love it so much." I went there, and he was like, "Oh, you went to Duke?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh, well, you know, it's just because I just don't like that one kid on the team, Grayson Allen." And I was like, "No, you don't have to backpedal, bro. Everyone hates Duke. That's just a thing. Everyone fucking hates Duke. If you didn't go to Duke, you just hate Duke for some reason. Everyone fucking hates it." And I kind of get it, honestly. Duke people are just a special breed. And I don't know, it's just funny to watch him like backpedal like that. "Oh, you went to Duke? Oh yeah, no, I mean, like, Duke's fine. I don't really mind him. It's just like the one kid on the team, right? He's not even really that bad. I think it's just me, honestly. I think like it's just me." I'm like, "No, it's not you, bro. I think everyone hates Duke, and I feel you, but yeah, it just sucked watching them lose that game. Just such a bad loss, too. It wasn't even fun to watch. You know, I would have preferred them to lose on like a buzzer beater or something. So we could like held out hope for the entire rest of the game. You know, in the very last second, it's like, all right, I'm going to go kill myself. Instead, it's just like the whole second half, which is depressing. We're just sitting there. It's just like a slow death. What else did we watch? Oh, I watched the new Mike Birbiglia special this week on Netflix. If you haven't seen that, fucking watch it. He's so good. He's so good. He's definitely one of my favorite comedians ever. And he's got such a unique style where he'll like, his specials all have like a running narrative throughout the whole thing. You know, it's funny, like, you know, you do an hour, comedians will do an hour special and they'll have like callbacks and stuff and references to like their jokes in the beginning of the special and stuff like that. But he literally, his special just, it's like the world's funniest TED Talk. It's like, he'll just do an hour straight where like everything weaves together. Like the segues are really natural and there's just a message behind the whole thing. Like everything is tied together and sort of like was one message. It's a really cool style. It was called Thank God for Jokes on Netflix. So give that a watch if you like to laugh. Well, I mean, if you like to laugh, then why are you listening to this podcast, right? No, I'm kidding. This is a funny podcast and I listen to my own podcast because it's funny and I suck. And also today, a new Dave Chappelle special. I'm going to watch that right after I finish recording this. Really, really pumped for that. I think two hours or something that I read. I don't know. But today's that day and I'm definitely going to go watch that. So another thing, so like since the last episode, so I posted the last episode on the day that the Tai Lopez video came out and I recorded it on Tuesday. which was the day before, and just assuming that it would be out on Wednesday. So I didn't get to talk about like the people's like reaction to it. Generally, people reacted pretty positively to it. Like, it got a bunch of likes, and the comments were just like, you know, the comments were pretty funny generally. They're like, this is hilarious. Like, I can't believe this happened and all this stuff. Like, how did you collab with him and everything? And then there was like 5% of people that thought I got fucking paid to do that collab. They thought I got paid to do a video with Ty Lopez to like paint him in a good light and like make people like him, which is absurd. I didn't get paid for that. They were like, wow, dude, really liked you before, really big fan, but I don't know. I don't think I can trust. Some dude literally said, I don't think I can trust anything you say anymore. Because he thought I was that big of a fucking traitor to my audience that I just got paid to do a collab with Ty Lopez. I would never, ever, ever get paid for something like that. I just thought it would be funny to do a collab with someone that I had made fun of so hard. Right? Isn't that what it's about? I made fun of him, but I don't hate the fucking guy. I just made fun of him. Like, I don't even know him. I just thought his ads were stupid. My whole goal behind the video was to just show people another side of him. Like, just show people that he's human, you know? And that he's like, sure, his ads, we get tired of them, okay? Like, and they're funny and they're very make funnable, right? That's why I was able to do an entire video about why one of his ads was so make funnable, right? And so that's the only side we see of this guy, is this like, I don't know, like semi-scripted, like motivational guy, but like nobody has ever really gotten him out of his shell before in video format. So that's what I tried to do. And I feel like I definitely accomplished that. But to have people come back and be like, dude, you betrayed us, dude. What the hell? I trusted you, man. It sucks a little bit. I was going to do a video about it, but I decided not to. Whatever. People can think what they want to think, but you guys, the listeners of this podcast, let the record show that I did not get paid for that collab. That was my own free will. I was the one that reached out to him. I DM'd him and said, hey, do you want to do a podcast? I fucking talked to his secretaries for 3 weeks trying to plan that shit. I was the one who pitched the video idea to him. I came up with all the questions. It was all me, baby. And I think the video turned out funny. And I hope you guys like the Alexis Chazal video as well. That's something that I kind of want to do. Maybe I want to move away a little bit from Instagram. It's comedy about Instagram, because everything I do is about Instagram. Weird Instagram comments, your feed sucks, all this stuff is just about Instagram. But it's like, that's my whole fucking life right now, you know? Just going on Instagram all day. Not really, but I go on Instagram a lot. It's like those guys, sometimes I get comments on the video I did with Tana. You know all the shit with Tana went down with iDubbbz and everything. He did a video about her and, you know, her about the N-word stuff. And, you know, she got a whole bunch of backlash for that. And then people started making videos about how, like, she's a liar and all this stuff. So people started commenting on my video with her being like, wow, used to like you, dude. Now I found out you did a collab with her, unsubbed. It's like, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You like some of these people were like fans of her before, right? And then all of a sudden they saw iDubbbz video, and it's, which is like a whatever, like it's 18 minute video or whatever. They watch this 18 minute video and their opinion has just taken a complete 180 all of a sudden. Like, how impressionable are you? Form your own opinion. Go to her video. If you were a fan of hers before, why all of a sudden, because iDubbbz made fun of her for 18 minutes, do you gotta be like, yep, now I hate her and I hate everyone associated with her? It's so ridiculous. Nobody really knows that. Like, I'm actually friends with her. She's a cool girl. She's like, you know, I'm not good enough friends with her to be like, she's a liar, she's not a liar. Like, in general, from you know, how well I know her, she's not a liar. And she's always been very cool. And she's just like a funny chick. That's why I liked her videos in the first place. She's just funny, you know? She's naturally very funny, I think, which is rare. And so as soon as I started getting the comments, as soon as that iDubbbz video came out and people were commenting on my video with her being like, dude, fuck you, man. Can't believe you'd collab with this girl. It's like, God, go outside, you know? Like, what do you do? Like, how are you going to hate on me for this? So funny, man. people on YouTube just need to, you need to, like, you know, do a little research yourself and, I don't know, don't be so impressionable, I guess. No, no offense if you're offended by that. Actually, you can take offense to that. Okay, guys. I really don't know. I my mind isn't really working this morning, unfortunately. And it's because I've been doing this thing where I don't eat. I've been like basically trying to lose weight for this role that's coming up, and I'm doing it by basically like skipping. I'm just like, the thing is I need to like limit the amount of calories I'm eating, right? Because I generally like I eat too many calories, just like, you know, you're drinking, you're eating and everything. I just kind of end up eating more calories than I'm burning by working out. And so need to limit the number of calories I'm intaking. And so what I'll do is just like, I'll just basically like eat two meals a day instead of three. So I'm ended up skipping breakfast, you know? And I know some of you are listening to that being like, dude, what are you doing, man? Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Which, actually one of my friends said that to me yesterday. He said, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And I was kind of like, yeah, but is it though? You know, like you, I guess like you're what, your middle school or your, I don't know. We read articles about that, that say that, you know, but it's like, it's not the most important meal of the day to me. People are like, yeah, it kickstarts your metabolism, but it's like, yeah, you know what else does that? Not eating. I don't know if that's true at all, but like to me, it's just calories in, calories out. That's the most important part, right? I mean, it's true. Just eat less calories and you're burning and you will lose weight. That is like a, you can't contest that at all. And so like, if you're not trying to get fucking super shrink wrapped, shredded, you don't have to worry about like macros and shit like that. Okay. If you're not trying to like really, really, really focus on fitness and you're just trying to look good, you don't have to worry about fucking macros or anything like that. It's just eat less calories than you're putting in and make sure they're decent, right? Eat your vegetables, get your fucking vitamins, do that sort of shit, you know? And so it doesn't really matter when you're doing that, I think, in my opinion. I don't know, it's working. I've lost like a bunch of weight in the past like couple weeks, so. But because of that, in the morning, I'll just like wake up and I won't eat for a while, and what happens is that everything's cloudy in my head, you know? Like this, I feel like this podcast, just like this episode, just like was not the best. And I apologize. But I'll start recording this in the afternoon after I've actually had something to eat. Guys, I don't know if in the previous episode you remember me talking about Devin and Sam, and I started a new podcast called Orange is the New County, where we watch every episode of The OC and talk about it. Well, that's out now. That is out. The first episode is out, and the second one is going to be out on Friday, excuse me. So you can go to orangeisthenewcounty.com. That'll redirect to the SoundCloud, but I'm gonna make a website today with the links to the iTunes and Google Play links, because they're there as well. Orange is the New County. You can search that on the podcast app or whatever you want. Listen to it. It's funny. We're getting pretty good reception on the first video so far. I've had people tweet me saying it's funny, and which is great. New episode of Goat Radio this Friday. Go ahead. Yo, I asked you guys last time, I was like, rate this. We're almost at 200 ratings. I got like 80 ratings. So we're almost at 300 now. So we could crush that one. If we could crush that number, I would be ecstatic. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to go eat some food before I fucking pass out sitting here. Have a great week. Keep in mind, it is only Wednesday, though, so you do have two more days to go. And I love you. I don't know. Do I?